94.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. On Capitol Hill, Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Justice Department is politically independent.
Our job is not to do what is politically convenient. Our job is not to take orders from the president, from Congress, or from anyone else about who or what to criminally investigate.
Garland coming face-to-face with his most ardent critics. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan says when it comes to investigating Hunter Biden, the fix was in.
An investigation that limited the number of witnesses agents could interview. An investigation that prohibited agents from referring to the president as the, quote, big guy in any of the interviews they did get to do.
Jordan says the Justice Department has clearly chosen a side.
There's one investigation protecting President Biden. There's another one attacking President Trump. Justice Department's got both sides of the equation covered.
Garland appearing before the House Judiciary Committee for the first time in 2 years. Also at townhall.com, Senator Tom Cardin of Arkansas says one reason for high price gas prices is President Biden's poor diplomatic relations with Saudi Arabia.
Under Joe Biden, for that matter, under Barack Obama, the Democratic Party has a campaign to ostracize Saudi Arabia. And then they act shocked when Saudi Arabia is somewhat miffed and won't listen to their entreaties to raise oil production right before the midterm election.
Senator Cotton interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. The United Auto Workers Union preparing to expand its strike against Detroit's Big Three. That's unless it sees some progress in contract negotiations by noon Friday. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is ahead 226 points, but the NASDAQ is down 9. More at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group, because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898, and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Palestinian health officials say Israeli troops raided the Jenin refugee camp in the northern West Bank on Tuesday, killing a number of people.
Sound from a video with the AP has Palestinian militants clashing with Israeli forces. The bloodshed in Jenin, the latest in a deadly wave of fighting in the West Bank, where the Israeli military has stepped up its activities over the past year and a half to crack down on Palestinian militants. The Israeli army has given few details about the new operation in the camp. Mourners carry the body of Mahmoud al-Sadi, who was killed in the clashes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Iran's parliament has approved a bill to impose heavier penalties on women who refuse to wear the mandatory Islamic headscarf in public and for those who support them. Breaking news at townhall.com. Two teenagers in Las Vegas arrested and face murder charge as adults in a hit-and-run that authorities say the teens captured on video. 64-year-old Andreas Probst, a former police chief in California, was killed in mid-August while riding his bicycle. The acting president of Temple University has passed away unexpectedly.
Joanne Epps was scheduled to speak Tuesday at a memorial service for Charles Blockson, a curator of African-American artifacts. Witnesses say the 72-year-old Temple University president slumped in her chair on stage shortly after the beginning of the event at the Philadelphia School's Performing Arts Center. The announcer asked if there was a doctor in the house, and she was carried out in the arms of a uniformed officer. Epps was pronounced dead Tuesday afternoon at the university's hospital. At a news conference, Ken Kaiser, who knew Epps for 30 years, called her death a gut punch and said they were not aware of any health issues she might have had. I'm Jennifer King.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm John Scott.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield, Wisconsin. And for those of you who may have taken a little trip out Highway E or down one of the pothole roads here in Wisconsin, that car, Pete, might be clanking a little bit, right?
Boy, I'll tell you what, you know, it's sometimes depending what pothole you hit, your car will make some weird noises.
Yeah, it's like an early Halloween, right? It's scary.
Absolutely.
Nothing scarier than hearing that weird noise. If your car is making a weird noise, you guys will come bring it in there, check it out and see what's going on, right?
Absolutely. You know, we got a lot of great discounts going on right now. Make sure you look, check your Northwood shopper out. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change, as well as some main discounts for tires, brakes, stuff that these roads are beating up your cars. And you know what? Fall and winter's kind of creeping up on us.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure your car is reliable and roadworthy, and we can make sure it happens.
And they can give you a call to set up that service appointment there. How can they reach you there, Pete?
Hey, give us a call, 762-2467. Number again is 762-2467, and we can get you scheduled and get you in the shop and get your car fixed today.
Just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13, Fifield, Wisconsin. Wheelway, schedule your next service work right there.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Allen. Legislative Republicans are expected to skip any action in a special session called today by the governor.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers called for that session to debate and discuss a $1 billion package of bills aimed at improving child care in Wisconsin, including raises at the UW system, matching funds of an expired federal child care grant program, and increased paid family leave. But Republicans are expected to gavel into the session as required and immediately adjourn. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is already vowing to block any UW system raises or funding unless the system gets rid of diversity and inclusion positions and programs, something Republicans say are divisive and a waste of money. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Milwaukee's mayor envisions an entertainment district outside of the Brewers ballpark. Cavalier Johnson described his idea of using some American Family Field parking spaces for the district, which he sees as a way to fund repairs and renovations to the Brewers Stadium.
It could be housing, it could be restaurants, it could be apartments, it could be hotels. I mean, there's any number of things.
The district would be similar to the Milwaukee Bucks Deer District outside Fiserv Forum and the Green Bay Packers Title Town outside of Lambeau Field. A Wisconsin congressman says striking United Auto Workers members deserve what they're asking for.
Wages haven't kept up with inflation, and workers feel that punch. They feel like they're falling further and further behind because they are. And so it's pretty reasonable that these men and women who are working for UAW-backed car manufacturing facilities are looking for higher wages.
First District Republican Brian Stahl of Janesville, in a newsmaker's interview with Wisconsin Eye, says he's hopeful for a resolution, noting a strike isn't good for anyone.
People buying cars, let alone the families of those who have a loved one working at those factories who are on strike, the best thing we could do is see a resolution come forward.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
AA made all the difference in my life. I noticed that most of the goals I had as a kid were slipping by. I didn't feel like the person I hoped to be. After all those years of drinking, I really didn't know myself. When I was out there drinking, I was always looking for the next great party to make me feel all right. With AA, I found a better way of life. And I feel good in my everyday life, even without a drink in my hand.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
A man wanted in connection with a Wausau shooting incident is in custody thanks to an assist from police in Racine.
Officers there found 18-year-old Nicholas Multani passed out in a parked vehicle while performing a well-being check and discovered that he was wanted in Marathon County on charges of recklessly endangering safety and other gun-related offenses. He was booked into the Racine County Jail and made a court appearance on Monday for charges of obstructing an officer and will now await extradition back to Wausau. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Multani was 17 when officers say he fired a gun outside of Wausau home during an argument back in July. And a staple of Milwaukee's East Side closed after more than a century in the community. The Downer Theater, which was known for playing independent and foreign films, announced its closure in a brief post on social media Tuesday night. The reason for the theater's closing wasn't mentioned. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices.
K.B. Hanisch, 72, of Nakusa, Wisconsin, passed away on September 13th following a courageous battle with cancer. Kay is survived by 2 sons, Brent Mindock of Prentice and Justin Hanisch of Wisconsin Rapids, 2 daughters, Carrie Hanisch of Vesper, Wisconsin, and Tracy Mendieta of Port Edwards, Wisconsin, 3 granddaughters, 1 grandson, 3 step-grandsons, siblings Jack Rude, Gary Rude, Judy Kelnoffer, Louis Rude, and many nieces, nephews, and cousins. A funeral service will be held at 12 p.m. on Saturday, September 23rd at the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home, 284 Chestnut Street in Phillips, Wisconsin. Visitation will begin 1 hour prior to services at the funeral home. This has been the funeral notice for Kay Hanisch.
Richard Dale Behrendt, age 74, passed away on Friday, September 15th, 2023, in Marshfield, Wisconsin. He is survived by his wife Rebecca and son Jeremy of Park Falls, 2 sisters, Patricia Ponchuk of Park Falls and Diane Brimstein of Rockford, Illinois, 2 sisters-in-law and various nieces, nephews, cousins, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service will be held at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, September 26th, 2023, at the Burt Street Funeral Service Chapel in Park Falls. Deacon Robert Shinnebeck will officiate. The visitation will be held on Tuesday, September 26th, 2023, at the funeral home from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Richard Dale Behrendt.
A celebration of life service for Kenneth Strobel will be held this Saturday, September 23rd, starting at 2 p.m. and running through the evening at the Cannon Park. Again, celebration of life for Kenneth Strobel this Saturday, September 23rd, starting at 2 p.m. at the Cannon Park.
David Wayne Kinnear, age 82, of Park Falls, died peacefully on Friday, September 15th, 2023. He is survived by 2 daughters, Christine Kinnear of Butternut and Lori Tice of Butternut, 2 grandchildren, his brother Jack Kinnear of Butternut, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, September 23rd, 2023, at First Congregation United Church of Christ in Park Falls. Reverend Jill Lemke will officiate. A visitation will be held at the church on Saturday, September 23rd, 2023, from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. This has been the funeral notice for David Wayne Kinnear. Harold Walter Herbst, Jr. passed away on September 15th, 2023, surrounded by family at his home. He is survived by his wife, Rose of Butternut, their four children, Harold Herbst III of Butternut, Heidi Lyon of Tennessee, Jake Herbst of Hudson, Becky Wegner of Park Falls, 11 grandchildren, and four great-grandchildren. His stepmother, Lois Herbst, brother Ed Herbst, sister Kathy City, and half-brother Ron Herbst. A memorial service will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, September 22, 2023, at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Butternut. Reverend John Dietz will officiate. A visitation will be held at the church on Friday, September 22, 2023, from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Harold Walter Herbst, Jr.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands, seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota-style 12-grain, multi-grain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Freeze Firewood reminds you that summer is quickly coming to an end here and fall's right around the corner. Now, maybe you're not ready to give up on those fun summer times yet. Maybe you didn't quite get everything in that you had hoped for. Well, don't spend those beautiful fall days stacking firewood and clearing up all the mess. Let Freeze Firewood drop off your season's supply of firewood in weatherproof bulk firewood bags. No need to spend your time stacking and then cleaning up all the mess. Spend your time enjoying all that fall has to offer and grab your firewood straight out of the bag come winter. Call Freeze Firewood, 715-567-0616. 567-0616. Freeze Firewood on Little Chicago Road, Phillips.
A lot has happened in the outdoors these past couple of weeks since I've been gone, starting Labor Day weekend. The loss of daylight is really ramped up now. Super noticeable how the nights are getting longer, the daylight hours, of course, shorter. And of course, more trees and plants are changing colors because of it or drying out. The hunting seasons, of course, are really underway now. The black bear hunting season is in full swing, now allowed to hunt with either dogs and or bait or other legal methods. The bow deer season started this past weekend. That's always a big one. And the goose hunting season is underway now, too. Fall turkey hunting started this last weekend, and rabbit and squirrel hunting. And the ruffed grouse hunting season is open, of course, now, too, in the northern zone. A lot of leaves on the trees yet, so it makes it difficult to be successful grouse hunting at this time yet, but good luck. 7:45 to 8:45 is our minor fish feeding period today. If you're on the water, which is cooling down, the afternoon major is from 2 till 4. Tonight's minor is from 8:15 until 9:15. And we're heading towards the autumnal equinox next weekend, so the length of our daylight is just now under 12 hours and 30 minutes. Sunrise this morning was at 6:43. Twilight time was at 6:13. Sunset time this evening is at 7:09. Twilight time is at 7:39. Our moon is waxing crescent, rising after 10 o'clock this morning, close to 10:30, and then setting tonight around 8:30. Weather-wise, it looks like our temperature pattern should be generally above normal by a few degrees most days. Today and tomorrow, generally around 70 for highs, but after that, we could be flirting with 80 or at least 75 plus here, I think, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, then backing off again next weekend. Overnight lows will generally be in the 50s. Looks pretty dry for the most part, and then winds are generally out of the south on a daily basis, generally in that 5 to 15 mile an hour range, lighter though for Wednesday and Thursday, picking back up more from the east by next weekend, which should drop the temperature pattern down a bit with chances of rain picking up somewhat too. Enjoy the outdoors. I'm Carl Klopotic. Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
Get ready. It's coming this Saturday, September 23rd, the St. Anthony's Fall Festival with great activities planned. Starting at 2 p.m. Saturday, it's bingo at the Padua Center. Then Mass at 4:30 with the guitar choir after Mass. Enjoy dinner and the pie auction. If you're interested in helping with the event or baking a pie, please contact Joan Page at the church office. Everyone is invited to come out and enjoy the St. Anthony's Fall Festival this Saturday, taking place at 276 5th Avenue South in Park Falls. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country Weatherology Forecast. Daytime highs approaching 78 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 54 tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers, high temperatures reach up to 78. Mid-70s Friday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning cooler Saturday with highs in the low 70s, chance for showers continues. Another look at the short range, high of 78 this afternoon. Lows level off around 54 tonight. We should top off around 78 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 69.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball in the National League, the Atlanta Braves down the Philadelphia Phillies 9-3 to even up their series.
The Atlanta Braves, behind the pitching of Spencer Strider and the hitting of Ronald Acuna, snapped a four-game losing streak by defeating the Philadelphia Phillies 9-3. Acuna was 3-for-5 with 2 home runs and his 66th stolen base of the year.
I just thank God that I've been able to stay healthy. Like I said before, you know, being healthy is my primary objective and my main goal. And I feel like if I'm healthy, I'm able to do the things that I'm doing.
Strider went 7 and struck out 11, his 11th double-digit strikeout performance of the season, and his 17th win. The Phillies' Bryce Harper hit his 19th home run of the year, a 3-run shot in the 6th. Gary McKillips, Atlanta.
Other National League winners included Miami, the Chicago Cubs, Milwaukee, Arizona, and San Diego. In the American League, winners were Tampa Bay, Toronto, and Kansas City. This is SRN Sports. Continuing with baseball, other American League winners last night included Texas, Baltimore, and Seattle. Interleague winners were Washington, Minnesota, and the LA Dodgers. In the NFL, Cleveland Browns star running back Nick Chubb will undergo surgery on his left knee after suffering a season-ending injury Monday night in Pittsburgh. The 27-year-old Chubb had rushed for 6,511 yards and scored 48 touchdowns since being drafted in 2018. NBA news, Victor Wembanyama will be aiming for the gold medal at the Paris Olympics. The San Antonio Spurs rookie reaffirmed his commitment to the national squad for the Summer Games next year in his home country. He spoke in the wake of France's poor showing at the World Cup last month. The number one draft pick had decided not to play at the World Cup in order to prepare for his rookie season. This is SRN Sports.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, text 800-888-HOPE. Please play responsibly.
The Brewers' magic number to clinch the Central down to six after their 7-3 win over the Cardinals in St. Louis last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. William Contreras homered, and seven different Brewers drove in runs. Colin Ray pitching 4 2/3 innings of relief for the win. 10 of his last 11 outs coming via the ground ball.
We were using the two-seam pretty well tonight. That was kind of a pitch that, you know, we leaned on for the most part just because everything else wasn't quite there. So we were able to throw the two-seam, and, you know, they were hitting the ball on the ground. And I didn't know we had 10 ground ball outs, but, you know, that's definitely a good sign.
Cubs kept pace with the Brewers by rocking the Pirates 14-1. They're still six back in the Central. Reds dropped seven games behind the Crew, falling to the Twins 7-0. Football Badgers have a short week before opening Big Ten play Friday night at Purdue. The Badgers have won 16 straight in the series, but safety Hunter Wohler said that has not been a part of their conversations.
It hasn't been discussed at all. The discussion is just take care of business. Do your job, execute your assignment, play fast, play physical, play violent, and let the cards fall where they fall.
Packers are back to work today after an off day yesterday. They'll take on the Saints in their home opener on Sunday. That's a noon kick at Lambeau. NFL announcing its list of nominees for the 2024 Pro Football Hall of Fame ballot. Three-time All-Pro Julius Peppers, who spent three seasons in Green Bay, heads that list. Former Packers T.J. Lang, Josh Sitton, and Jordy Nelson also first-year eligible players. Basketball Badgers open their Big Ten season on the road at Michigan State on December 5th. That's just 3 days following Wisconsin's home matchup against rival Marquette Golden Eagles. The Badgers also closing Big Ten play on March 10th at Purdue. They'll play their Big Ten home opener on January 2nd against the Iowa Hawkeyes. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Are you facing an unexpected financial emergency? You need WeFixMoney.com. WeFixMoney.com could help you get up to $3,000 fast. WeFixMoney.com is free to use, available 24/7, and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to the name you trust, WeFixMoney.com. If you need emergency cash up to $3,000 for bills or anything else, type WeFixMoney.com directly in your browser. That's WeFixMoney.com.
So you just used bug spray in your home. Now what? Well, between the waiting and waiting for things to dry up and keeping your family away from the mess, it hits you. You could have used Zevo. Unlike other bug sprays that stick around, Zevo goes from kill to clean in seconds. Plus, it's safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
Same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead and turn it up.
Yeah, but
98Q Country.
I only talk.
If I only talk to God when I need a favor.
Favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Thank you.
was I thinking? I finally got her home at a 2:30. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Then she gave a come and get me grin. And like a bullet, we were gone.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
George Burge, Mind on You. So due to early sales, they're suggesting that the most popular Halloween costumes this year are going to be this. They will be Ken and Barbie, Ariel, Maverick, Wednesday from the Addams Family, Eddie Munster from Stranger Things, and Mario and Luigi. What do you think? Are they right on? I think they are.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud.
Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their minds in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutters.com for a quote. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Daytime highs approaching 78 this afternoon. Under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 54 tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers, high temperatures reach up to 78. Mid-70s Friday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning cooler Saturday with highs in the low 70s. Chance for showers continues. Another look at the short range. High of 78 this afternoon. Lows level off around 54 tonight. We should top off around 78 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 72.
Today's hottest country.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98 Q Country.
Yeah, this town's been telling me I've done some things I never did. Yeah, the grapevine starts with a glass of wine and you take in a sip. Every word that you're saying is another step to my reputation, and I can't take it anymore. But you've opened that door. Yeah, there's two sides to every breakup. One's a lie and one's the truth. One of them went down and one was made up. But in the end, we both lose. Why can't we meet? If you quit telling lies about me, I won't tell the truth about you. Now
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country. Yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Jeez, now, Dean, try that in a small town. Today is the 20th of September, 2023. It's a Wednesday. It's International Day of University Sport Day. It's about time for football on Friday Night Lights, right? It's National Care for Kids Day. It's National Fried Rice Day. I like fried rice when it's good. It's National String Cheese Day. Never cared for it much. My kids liked it, though. So celebrate the day. Hope you're having a good one.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Exergen thermometers are a top choice of medical professionals at highly ranked hospitals across the U.S. With kids back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Make Exergen thermometer the chosen thermometer for your home or business to check for fever, where accuracy matters. When measuring temperature at home and at work, use an Exergen thermometer to keep your family and your colleagues safe. Available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Brand new country.
Between a rock and a hard place.
I love the music.
It might be gravel, but it feels like gold.
I listen to it all the time.
98Q Country.
Bury me in Georgia. Chattanooga, south of that state line. There's a no-name road off Highway 2 just past the welcome sign. It's where I was born, it's where I was raised. Ain't saying I'm ready yet, but that's the place I want to be after my last breath. Bury me in Georgia. Let me rest in peace. Y'all put on my feet. I don't care how many show up, yeah, or who reads my eulogy. Just take me out to that graveyard, sing a send me home song. Put gold dogs on my headstone and pile that red down. Bury me in Georgia. Let me rest in peace. Underneath the pines, yeah, 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 where my roots run.
quick stop, midnight tea top, Jack in her cherry coat town. Mama and daddy put their roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus, kicking up red dust, kicking us up by barbed wire.